Thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Ben. I'm covering compulsive overeater and bulimic. And yeah, I had a funny thought just before starting this. I felt this morning, I was like, yes, actually giving a share today. This is exactly what I need for my recovery. I'm really happy for this opportunity. And I remember when I first did this and I was looking at all these people who were doing these shares, and I thought that, oh, for them, it must be a nuisance to do this. And this is like a burden, and I don't want to be doing that. But actually, now I'm a little bit more mature in this program. I'm realizing actually that these opportunities are really golden. So thank you. Okay. Now we'll talk about my own journey here. And I'd like to emphasize before I begin that what works for me now is not what worked for me 1 year ago. And if it didn't work for me 1 year ago, and it wouldn't have worked for me 1 year ago, certainly might not work for you, or certainly not for everybody. So when you listen to my experience, this is just my experience, and I don't want to to say that my way is the way. Okay, with that said, well, let's begin with where I was. So I suppose growing up, I always had this underlying, niggling, deep sort of existential angst, this feeling of feeling the general, I don't know, pain of the world, and this longing for something more, this crying out for something more, like, oh, is this it? Come on, come on, come on, you know. And the first time I was able to get my hands on anything which would be a kind of shortcut out of this world and into something a bit more exciting, or perhaps oblivion, I naturally became fascinated by it. And since being the case that essentially everything I could get my hands on which took me in that direction, I have abused, you know. For me, this has been very clear, you know. I was born like this. Everything from the moment I first touched alcohol to any drugs, anything, was always all or nothing. And I realized that nothing is certainly better than all. Because actually, when you say, no to the external, then something else, a possibility for something else can grow inside. With regard to food specifically, I was very competitive young boy. I was always doing eating contests, and my dad would make it would be pancake day, and I would see how many who can eat the most and this kind of thing. And then I wouldn't say it had blown over into full-on eating disorder, but I was pretty overweight in my teenage years. The time that it really started to become a problem was in my 20s, when I discovered something else, which was the opposite to overeating, which is restricting. I learned how to diet down to become more lean. And within the space of 2 years, I transformed from a chubby teenager into a kind of sort of superhero fitness model kind of type. And this brought, I suppose, some sort of superficial benefits to my life in terms of confidence and different reactions people had towards me. And this alleviated some of the like deep anxiety and social insecurity which I experienced, you know. And this for me was probably more intoxicating than any substance I had ever experienced before. And so naturally, I became too attached to it and took it too far. Always more, always needed to be more perfect in every respect, you know. And then, yeah, when you pull a bow too tight, it snaps, and it would continue to and be snapping, you know. And I was living in a very high pressure life, you know. I was very high performer academically. I then became a lawyer at a big top UK law firm, and I had a crazy social life. I wanted to maintain this kind of superhero facade which I had created for myself. And has ended up sort of resorting to all these secretive measures to keep this alive and living, as I suppose, somewhat like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of lifestyle. Where on the out and for outward appearance, it looked like I was leading a perfect life. I looked perfect. I was even a personal trainer, but secretly I was plunging into the dark world of food obsession and then plunging into bulimia as well. So around 10 years ago, I discovered meditation and things changed in my life a lot. Gave birth to something inside and realized that, okay, it's time to let go of all these things. So gradually, alcohol, drugs, and so on started to leave my life. But when they all left, then I'm sure many people in this room are familiar with this, the food issues became more apparent. And while I was able to relinquish my other addictions kind of by myself, this one seemed particularly stubborn. With other ones, I could figure out a way of just saying, okay, I'm having none of this. I could just have zero. But with food, it's like, some people, for example, say, oh, it's just food, and it's like imagine saying to a cocaine addict, like, okay, imagine if. Okay, my addiction, I have to just have one line of cocaine per day. Like it's that kind of feeling, like how crazy that would be, and being the, high performing Western English stiff upper lip kind of character I was, I like to think that I'd be able to beat this with my very clever mind and my discipline, my willpower. And of course, I'd be able to out-meditate it, meditating more and more and more. But my attempts became more and more futile as I kept being beaten down again and plunged back into the darkness, humiliated by myself, going on these insane rampages where I was doing, all the things you hear about, picking food out of bins, eat frozen food, burnt food, anything at all. And so this reached, I guess, a crescendo or whatever the opposite of crescendo, nadir, I think rock bottom, that's the word, about 4 years ago. And I had been told about OA recently before that. And I, it was a dark day in the middle of COVID. And I remember the first meeting I went to, and people were, doing shares about normal things, and I was just there saying, guys, can someone help me, please? Can someone help me, like, get through the next days, Luckily, in that meeting, I met someone who reached out and became my sponsor the next day, and I felt immediately this sense of comfort. I realized that there had been this whole world of my whole spiritual world, which that could not be touched by just doing meditation or whatever I was doing before, And having that comfort of being able to have a person I can who can just tell me what to do, and I can just hold my hand and just say, please just help me, and then coming to these rooms and connect with other people. This was very special for me, in particular, in helping me realize that these insane thought patterns, which I was going through my whole life and dominated my whole life, were actually, I was not the only person to be experiencing these. So, in the 3.5 years since, it has not been like I wasn't one of those people who's okay, day one, and I never had any issues with food again. It's been a very gradual process, but I can actually say, it's been a little bit up and downy, but when I actually step back and see the big picture of my life, there has been this very clear trajectory in a positive direction. And I can say that food occupies probably about 90% less mental territory than it used to. So what did I do? What are the things which really helped, So at first, for me, it was very important to have a more, like a very clear framework of knowing exactly what I need to do and having a very clear meal plan and having things even weighed and measured for a long time as well. I just needed to completely remove my own mind from the decision-making process because at that point, I was not capable of making any decisions like this for myself. So to be having this very clear meal plan with a strong sponsor who could hold me to that, and then while coming to meetings with people to sort of talk through some of the crazy thoughts that were going on inside my head, which were persuading me to do things like fasting experiments and this and that, and oh, maybe this diet, you know, I think I've been, my abstinence has been pretty good, so I can get away with this. You know, that voice in my head, which is always saying, oh, come on, come on, you know, this kind of thing. And the kind of humbling moment of always of kind of being able to rat on myself, you know. I cycled through a few different sponsors, but what on my third attempt, I got, you know, all the way through the steps. And I'd say in particular, one thing that was very helpful for me, having been a bit of an idiot in the past, was the inventory and making amends to everybody in my life. You know, I held a lot of guilt over some things which I had done in the past for many, many, many years. And that whole process has helped me feel internally clean now. And I feel that actually cleaning up is a really, if I were to encapsulate what this program has been about for me, is keeping that clean house and cleaning up and noticing when dirt is arising in aspects of my life, and then to clean it up as soon as possible, you know. I found that in reading the big book in particular, I felt that this spoke in a language which I had not heard of before, that my spirituality, you know, I'm a Tai Chi teacher, meditation teacher, Kung Fu teacher. And this also is the kind of very more kind of cool, glamorous side of spirituality, which you might be able to boast about or look sexy, you know. But this side of things is more sort of foundational, more right in the ground. And actually, as much as I hate to admit it, this is actually more important for me, more foundational. And that when I was able to take care of that, all the doors in my life, it felt like I was hitting a ceiling. All of these things opened up. Whereas before, I was stuck in this corporate job I kind of hated and had this feeling that I had a bigger potential. Soon, a few months after joining the program, I had developed the internal clarity to awaken to a better life. And then I spent a lot of time traveling. And now I'm, for example, living in Thailand right now in a Kung Fu and Qigong school. What has helped me along the way is coming to meetings, coming to meal plans, speaking with other people. I've particularly found for myself that coming to meetings is one thing, but then having these one-on-one interactions with people where I've really been able to really engage with it, you know, this has been very, very foundational for me. And then another thing which I think has been very important, and especially in the last year, is meeting a sponsor who had what I want, you know. So there were times before in the past where I had sponsors who the program they were leading, the program that they encouraged me to lead, it didn't feel in some way sustainable to me. It felt like too much. And there was always this part in my voice in my head which was just saying, okay, like I kind of have to do this now, but I'm kind of fantasizing about the time when I'm not going to need this and I can kind of do my own thing, you know. But then in the last year, I've found a sponsor who, with him, I work a very, very simple plan. I have my meal plan. He gives me some simple steps to follow. I'm engaging with the program every day and going to meetings and so on, but not in a way which feels overbearing. And that has made me feel, okay, you know, I can be doing this for, you know, I'm not fantasizing about a time when I can just run away from this program anymore. And this developed a sense of, or help me relinquish the sense of internal rebellion, which I often felt towards the program. And rebellion is not a healthy thing to hold inside you, to hold inside me, you know. I've found as well, so I can say now I've been one year. My most recent sponsor in that year had no binges, no purges, which has been, you know, completely beyond what I ever thought possible. And now, yeah, it's just, you know, life is simple. I can do the things I need to do. I can do the things I want to do. And I'm free, you know. Certainly requires me to keep it up a little bit, but the effort is diminished a little bit. I found that, of course, while meditation, Tai Chi, and these kind of things which I'm doing has not, there are certain corners it doesn't hit. I think it's been very, very important for me to keep these things going at the same time as the program, so we can working on it at different levels. Okay. Thank you very much. This has been very, very cathartic, very helpful. Thank you for all of your smiley faces. I'll put my number in the chat. You're very welcome to get in touch with me. Thank you.